discuss the Mishnah Yud Aleph of Beis. The Mishnah has a machlokes or mayor of Yehuda about chametz in the fifth hour. So the Mishnah of Meir, I know, Oichlin kol chamesh v'sarfim v'tchila sheish. The whole fifth hour, there's no problem at all. Not an isra achila or an isra hana. And v'tchila sheish, you serve. If Yehuda under Oichlin kol arba, you eat the whole fourth hour. But in the fifth hour, it's toilin. The toilin kol chamesh. The fifth hour is toilin. The serfim v'tchila sheish. But later, v'tchila sheish, you're also going to burn. But the fifth hour is in the middle. And it's mefurish that the fifth hour, the pshat is that it's isra achila, yes, but hetera no. That's what Rashi says. I don't think anybody argues on that. It's isra achila for sure is mefurish on the Mishnah, and hetera no is not mefurish, but it seems that everyone understands it that way. That in the fifth hour it's hetera no. So the Yerushalmi says here, the Pnei Yeshua brings the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says on this mission. The Yerushalmi says, "Meir Oimer Mishay Shoyis Lamaila Medivreihem Mishay Shoyis Lamaila until Pesach." And the Gemara Darshan Yerushalmi that the Meir makes a drasha that until Pesach it's mamish derabbanan. There's no isati chametz until Shachas before Pesach. That's how Meir learns. And the Gemara says clearly, "Or Reb Yehuda Oimer Mishay Shoyis Lamaila Medivrei Torah." Reb Yehuda Darshans that Mishay Shoyis Lamaila that's Medivrei Torah. So the Yerushalmi goes on to explain how all the drashas work. The Pnei Yeshua says, so the Gemara over there and the Yerushalmi also, I'm not going to read it all inside, the Gemara says that the Chayr is very shver. Because if Reb Meir holds that from Sheishu Lamalam until Pesach is the Rabbanon, so why is he adding on the whole sixth hour? Really Chatzos, at the end of the sixth hour, that's the beginning of Chatzos, the beginning of the seventh, that's really... But that's Chatzos. So what does he do? He adds on a sixth hour before that. The Gemara says, why do we make a double gzera? All of those hours until Pesach are anyhow only in Issur Rabbanan. So why does he add another hour? So the Yerushalmi answers, no, really it's kula chad gzera, since people confuse it. So maybe it's all considered to be one gzera. But Stamazai, why is he putting so many hours of Issur? So I saw that Rabbi Kivegar is Mitzayin, and the Yerushalmi says, look in the Tshuva of the Noida Bihuda. So there I look, and the Noida Bihuda says that the pshat in Reb Meir is because since the sun is already starting to go down, it's going to the west side. After Chatzai, it's already enough that people could make some confusion, a very far off chash, but Reb Meir is chayshish already from Chatzai and onward. And the Gemara says he adds on 1 hour, it's not a gzeru. Look, gzeru, kulachat gzeru. Zokta Pnei Yeshua, according to this, we could understand Reb Yehuda very well. Reb Yehuda holds clearly that from Chatzai and onward, it's zeraisa. So the sixth hour is because people confuse it with the seventh. But that's Xeri the Rabbanan. And the fifth they confuse with the sixth. That's Kulachad Xeri. He's allowed 1 more hour because he holds that from Chatzos and onward it's the race. So Mela, that's what would come out. According to Meir, he says sixth, Chatzos and onward, that's all the Rabbanan, but they mix up the sixth and the seventh, and that's all one Xeri. Reb Yehuda comes along and adds on even an hour more because he holds from Chatzos and onward it's Tereiso. So people confuse the sixth with the seventh. That is one Gzeri Derabbanan. But since they confuse the fifth with the sixth, so it's all one Gzeri. So he's allowed to add in 1 more hour since he holds from Chatzos and onward it's Tereiso. So that would be a pshat. The Yerushalmi will tell us a pshat in the Machloikis, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Zok to Pnei Yeshua, L'chayra, from the Pasha pshat, an hour in the Bavli, you go all the way, you see the Gemara until you base on the days where the basically that's more or less the end of the sugya, at least this. So it seems that the Bavli has a different taich in the Machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, because the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, the Abaye, the Rav over here, and the Gemara is discussing. It seems it's all about tois. Reb Yehuda holds that a person makes a mistake 2 hours. That seems to be the posh pshat in the Gemara. And Reb Meir holds a person only makes a mistake 1 hour. Okay, Abai and Rav have different ways to touch it up. But Pasha Pshat, it seems to say that Reb Yehuda added on this new thing because Yom Ha'unum, a cloudy day, so could we have to add another hour? But Reb Meir said, we don't worry about that, it's only 1 hour. So L'chor, it's a different machloikis. It's a different way to understand it. Pasha Pshat, the Babli would understand that both of them, Sayyid Meir, Sayyid Yudah, hold that Chatzos and onward, it's an Issa Dairaisa. Chametz is also about Chila, also about Noam and HaTorah. And the Machlokes just would be how much, people get confused, which is a little bit hard. What kind of machloikis is that? So what we see is, do people get confused like that? So we'll explain better soon. That's what it would seem at this point, that it's machloikis Bavli Yishalmi. And Taka the Yifei Naim, who always tries to compare the Bavli and Yishalmi, see where they argue, where they agree, he says, yeah, there's a machloikis between Bavli and Yishalmi here, in terms of how to understand the machloikis, how to understand Pshat and Reb Meir, what Reb Meir holds of the Reis or the Rabbana. Now, Maisa, like this. Over here, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda is holding that in the fifth hour, it's in the middle somewhere. There's an Isser of Achila, but there's no Isser of Hanah. So all the Achronim, Slach, the Rashash, Pnei Yeshua, and others are bothered, what's this middle ground? And the sixth hour is in Isser of Rabbana. That, it's in Mamish Manal Deft of the Rai. So and it's Isser Achila and Isser Hanah. Over here in the fifth hour, it's a Pshara. It's also Achila, but it's Mutav Hanah. What's this middle ground? What's the idea of it? So the Pnei Yeshua speaks out the Kasha. He says, look, Tosfos says on Chaf Chesam Beis that from Chatzos and onward, it starts at full-fledged Isser D'oraisa, Isser Achila, and Isser Hanah. So if the Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda is, the way our Gemara seems to explain it, that a person makes a mistake 2 hours, so why are you going to be Mechalik? No, for the sixth hour, is getting mixed up with the seventh, we'll give it one day. But the fifth, that also sometimes we confuse with the seventh hour, that we're going to split it somewhere in the middle. So what's the... He doesn't understand it. So Rishash gives a teretz. He said, "Oh, don't be so bothered that we found this middle ground in the Rabbanon, because we find it sometimes in Hill and Yeridei Peizayin, Sim Peizayin, but Basa B'chol. We say Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon, if a person mixes meat and chicken, milk and chicken, so it's Aser B'chilo, but it's Mutar B'hanah. Don't be so bothered that we found such in it. That doesn't answer why would be Mechalik the fifth hour is like that and the sixth hour is different." This says, don't be so bothered, it's such a concept that Rabbanon would split it like that. Because even though by Basa B'chala, really it's also B'raisa, it's also B'achila and B'hana. Rabbanon came along and made an Isser of Basa B'chala, and they went halfway. But it doesn't answer. Again, why the fifth hour like that, and why the sixth hour like that? That's what the Rishash says. Tzlach says, oh, Achila is more chomer than Hana, because on Pesach a person has Hana, he's not going to get makis for it. For Achila he would, so we're going to be more machmir when it comes to Achila. Okay, but why the fifth hour like this and why the sixth hour like that? So, Pnei Yeshua wants to say a teretz. He says like this. He says, the truth of the matter is that the Pashup Shad is that even though the Gemara seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda is holding that a person makes a mistake 2 hours, but the truth is the fifth hour that a person makes a mistake, the Gemara is Mavur, that in the fifth hour, the sun is still in the east. Coming up, in the seventh hour, it's all the way... It's already in the west side, passing down. So he says it's very vital shash. It's a very muta mamish. Such a mistake to be made, even on a cloudy day, is mamish and muta de muta. It's mamish, a very rare chance that person will make such a mistake. Nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be choishish for that mistake, and he adds that on. So he wants to say like this: since it's a vital shash, a muta de muta. But Rashi is going to tell us, we'll see soon, that the sixth hour, most people make a mistake. Most people confuse the sixth hour with the seventh. But the fifth hour, muta de muta, Zakta Pnei Yeshua. So made it like this. The Chacham set it up, they made it a lechatchila b'diavid type of setup. That means, in the sixth hour, everybody makes a mistake. So mamish, everything's going to be also achila and hana. But in the fifth hour, since only some people muta de muta, what they said is lechatchila, don't do. What's lechatchila? Don't eat it. But b'di'evin means to say, if we'll take away everything and not even let you have another, that would be a real hafsid. So that's like compared to a b'di'evin situation. So therefore they'll say, al kapanim will let you have another. So they went somewhere in the middle. Why? Another pshat why they went in the middle? Because the fifth hour is mamish avaitach shash. It's very slight chance, but nonetheless we're machmir. So we give it a din, l'chatchila don't, meaning don't eat it, but b'di'evin, al kapanim to have another, will allow. That's how the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn. But he says, nice, if you say it just like that, it comes out very shver. Because we all know that the Shita of Reb Meir in Kan Shas is Reb Meir's Chashin El Miyuta. And we always know Reb Meir is the big Shita. He's the one who's Chashish for Miyut. But suddenly over here, there's a Miyut, not Mustafa to say that Reb Meir holds there is no Miyut. There's a Miyut of people who make that mistake and confuse the fifth hour with the seventh. He's not Chashish for it. So Zak Mei Yeshua, Melo pointed to this, I'm going to be Chazer, I'm going to retract on what I told you before. The truth is, there's no machlok between Bavli and Yerushalmi. Even the Bavli agrees that Reb Meir is holding from Chatzos until Pesach is also only an Issur Rabbanan. And Taka, I saw in the back of Yerushalmi, they have Mefarshim there, and someone took Yerushalayim. He said, I wrote this also on Bavli, but I don't know if we have him on Bavli. He says, this hakeno machloikis. Bavli agrees with this also, that Rav Meir is learning that Mishay Shulamala, it's only an Issur Rabbanan. It's only an Issur Rabbanan. So Meir, he says, it's very good. Really, Rav Meir holds, it's only an Issur Rabbanan. So you know why Rav Meir is not Chayshin Lamiyut over here? Or Gufa? Because over here, it's only an Issur Rabbanan. Since it's an Issur Rabbanan, so yes, there is that slight miyut that sometimes, the miyut, the people in the fifth hour will confuse it. They'll be in the seventh hour, they'll think it's the fifth hour. But the Baalt, it's only an Issur Rabbanan, even when they'll confuse it with the seventh hour. So that's why, even though Rav Meir is Chashin Lamiyuta, over here by the Rabbanan, he's not going to be Chashin Lamiyuta, so the Bavli and Yerushalmi shtim. That's what Pnei Yeshua's final pshat is. Maaser Rashi says over here, Rashi, if you look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, on the Mishnah,
this point of doubt is
Rashi says Rashi says, "Sarfim tchila sheish." The last Rashi in the Mishnah. So Rashi says, "Dahav vaday ruba tov bein sheish the sheva." Because for sure, Roiv people are making a mistake and they're mixing up the sixth hour with the seventh hour. So the Bnei Yeshua says, first of all, he says, "L'maisa Rashi is for sure right. You have to say that for sure, Roiv people make that mistake. And it's not just a miut, because if you look in the Gemara compares it to Eidos, and because of that mistake, we're going to kill." We'll kill Alpi, that mistake, assumption that people make that mistake, confuse the fifth and the sixth, confuse off 1 hour, and then therefore we'll assume the Edom are not lying. So he said, for sure it's true, we see it from the Gemara, but have a simple Shiloh practice to Bnei Yeshua. Why did Rashi wait to this point to say, what is he going on? That B'tchila Sheish, in the beginning of the sixth hour, you're surfing. So before, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda also said, they both said B'tchila Sheish, that you're surfing. So why did Rashi wait until here to say the Pshat? That for sure, right? People are making that mistake. So in fact, the Bnei Yeshua, he says, I'll tell you very good. If you take a look who Rashi is going on, Rashi is going to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was the one who said, Chulin echol and kol arba. He made a chila. Really, Bamis, it sounds like he goes along the lines of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Gamliel, he holds this chila, fifth hour is a problem. But that's chulin, yeah. Truma kol chamesh, you could eat truma kol chamesh, the sarfim with chila sheish. Oh, so Zakh Bnei Yeshua, Rashi had a Shiloh, Rashi had a Kasha. Because if we're going to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel made up a new Yisoid, and he said, you can't even Aser Vachilo, because that would be considered Hafsid Kachim, Ibud Kachim. So we have to figure out, then why does he let me burn it with Chila Sheish? That's also not their Raisa, an Isser. So why the Rabbanon do what they did? That also should be called Hafsid Kachim. He says, Mimela, that's why Rashi has to say it over here. And Rashi has to tell me they had to do it because Roiv people are Toya, and they had to make that Gzera, that would not be called Hafsid Kachim. Mashaink, and he doesn't fear Rois, but Lechor, what comes out according to this, in Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, he does say this point. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, they would say Sarfin, they're not even talking about Chuma, they would say Sarfin, even if Miyut people made a mistake. We don't need to say that Roiv people made a mistake in order to say the Sarfin of Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Even if only Miyut people made a mistake, we still would be Sarfin. And the Chedron will come out that Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda were never Mechalek between Kodshim and Chulin. They never said Chilin. So by them, Lamaisa, let's take Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that Chamesh is also about Chilo. And all it meant, according to Rashi, Toilin, what did Toilin mean? Toilin meant you don't have to burn it, because if you want, you can feed it to your behemoth. What if you want to burn it? No problem. And what if you want to burn Kachim too? Also no problem. What's the problem? And since they asked it about Chilo in the fifth hour, they asked the chulin, and also they asked the kachim. That's the pashut in the Mishnah. We never made a chiluk, so maybe we'll have to be sorry for kachim too. And even mit anashim would be okay. It's only Rav Gamliel who made this new thing and said, no, we wouldn't aser ba chilo if it's only mit anashim. So then he has to figure out that why are we letting you burn it at the beginning of the sixth, and that he says roiv people are tov. That's what Bnei Yeshua says.
What would be the sound of fifth hour? Why it wouldn't be even kachim?
The truth is, because what Rabbi Gamliel said was really a chil, a really big chiddush.
That's even gotcha?
Because they had a reason to make a gzeira on chametz in general. And he said they made that gzeira by chulin. But he said we can't make the gzeira, even though we're choishish, miyutal, miyutal, whatever that we're choishish. We can't make that gzeira because making the gzeira itself would itself be considered ibud kashim. That's a chiddush. I'm going to say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that chiddush. That's how we would understand it. So, nice. This can be more negay very soon. So, like this. The Rambam here. The Rambam says, he says, "Also Chacham lachol chametz b'tchilas shah shishis." Chacham said that the beginning of the sixth hour you can't eat it. Kedei shelo yiga b'isur Torah, in order not to come to isur Torah. B'tchilas shah shishis yeah chametz also b'achilo b'ano. The beginning of the sixth hour it's already also b'achilo also b'ano. Kol shah shishis midibrei sofer. It's an isur midibrei sofer. B'shar hayoyim mishviyus l'mayel minatoyer v'shteitzach. If further it's minatoyer mamish. Shachamishes, what's with Shachamishes? Ain oichlim ba chametz. Gzer mishoyim yamamun. Like the Gemara says late, it's a gzer because yamamun you don't eat chametz. Shema yita be chamishes. The shishes you make a mistake. The ain oyasa bahano b'shachamishes. It's not also bahano then. Mamish seems like the Mishnah we read. Ram says like this. The fikach toilim ba truma v'lechem toida v'chayoyitze behem mechametz shu kodesh. Rambam says, since in the fifth hour it's mutter b'hano and also b'achila, but mutter b'hano, the fikach, you're not allowed to burn kachim in that fifth hour. Shadar Rabbi Huda, Rambam says. Since it's mutter b'hano, you're not allowed to burn kachim. The fikach, toilim ba tshuma v'lachem toidu v'chayoyitza v'han lechametz shu kodesh lo'oichlim lo'y surfin atche d'diya shashishis v'surfin hakol. Rambam Mamish clearly learns Toilin, not like Rashi. Rashi's learning Toilin. What does it mean, Toilin? Toilin means, if you look at Rashi, as we mentioned before, Einoi Oichel. He can't eat it. But what? Miu, Lisroif, Einoi Tzarev. So he's Toilin from Sreifa. He hangs it around. It's hanging. He doesn't have to burn it because he'd be Meichel Behem Toil. The Rambam learned, no. It's mutter b'hanon the fifth hour. Therefore, toilin means on kachim. It's an iser to burn kachim. You're not allowed to burn kachim according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about kachim. That's how the Rambam learns. So the shaila would be now. What the pshat over here? The Rambam says a pshat. The fika. Since it's mutter b'hanon, so lemaisa you can't burn it. So lemaisa talk about the Rambam says lach metoida. It's not mutter b'hano, lach metoida. So what's this thing? It's mutter b'hano, so keep it around. But I can't eat it, so who cares? What does that mean? What's the pshat? That means the Biskarov, Bavarin, he asked the Shiloh, he says, what's the pshat in the Rambam? He doesn't know why the Rambam should hold that since it's mutter b'hano, so the melo it's also to burn it. He says, we see from the Rambam, B'divir Rambam word the koy al chametz. This Rabbi Yehuda is going on chametz al kodesh. He's speaking about kodesh. K'mar lachmei toyde v'chayoyitz ben. Valze Yehuda tanan. That's what it said. Shebishor chamishes toylon loyechem loyisarfin v'hainu. Mishum sheRambam mefarish lahach the toylon kol chametz. What does it mean? The Ratzalim ma'ad sheish also lisroif. That's dafka by kodesh. It's also lisroif. He says Avul tzarachin. Ikar b'ivus. What the pshat? Lomar also the surf of Bishar Hamishis, keeping the Gemar Nasa Bachil. It's also Bachilo, you can't have Ana. What is the Pshat? That's what the Biskarov wants to know. What would be the Taliyah? The fact that it's Mutter Bahano, why would that say that it's also the Gisar of Kachim? So Melom, Zak the Biskarov, I'll tell you your side over here. The Rambam is learning that the Pshat is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's also Bahano in the fifth hour, but Mutter Bachilo, the Chachomim gave it a din of Issa Gavra, not Issa Chafta. They said in the fifth hour, a person is not allowed to eat chametz. They never said that it was that it was considered to be chametz midivrayim, chametz midirabonon. Mashenkin, the sixth hour is when they gave it a din of chametz mamish. When they gave it a din of chametz mamish, it's not shayach min b'chalak between hanoh and achilo. It's chametz. They modeled after their rice. Their rice is also about achilo, also about hanoh. But the fifth hour, they never gave it a din of chametz. They only gave a din on the gavra, so to speak, that he can't eat it.
Sounds like and, separate zeros, though.
No.
I have a very hard time calling it a kulach halak zero.
He's saying, well, that's them. Well, that's them. If it's basically the cause of, and a person shouldn't come.
It's totally different.
But it's all because of. But it's because a person shouldn't come. So to eat comments.
So they need.
But the shaila is, how do they go about it enforcing that?
Caused them to make two different gzeiras.
No, so it's not two different gzeiras. They only enforced it on the gavra in the fifth hour. In the sixth hour, they gave it a din mamish of comments. I hear you. What you asked. I hear. So he says, with this is Mamish Mori the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam says that we read before, the Rambam says, Mitchila Shah Shishis, Yia Chomets Aser Ba'achilu Ba'ano, Kol Shah Shishis, Midivrei Seifu, it's Aser. Then the Rambam goes weiter, first of all, he splits it up. Shah Chamishis, Ein Oichlim Ba'chomets. The Rambam never mentions once the Midivrei Seifu, it's a din of Chomets. By Shah Shishis, he says it's also Shishim Midivrei Seifim. Shah Chamishis ain't Oichlim Bal Chametz. We don't eat Chametz in Shah Chamishis. It's Moridik. And he says, with this, it's Mamish, the Noisakeim handle. The Rambam says in Halacha Yud, Holomanato, Shemutta Lachal Chametz Beyoim Arba Asar Ad Seif Shoravius, Vein Oichlim Shah Chamishis Aval Nenin Boy, Va Oichlim Shah Shishis Makanois Makas Mardos, Voichlim Tchila Sheish. Makanois and Makas Mardus. Rambam's in the Forish that there's Makas Mardus for a person who eats Chomet in the sixth hour, not in the fifth hour. Dr. Biskorab, where we're saying, tomorrow day. Because over there, they never give it a din of Chomet. It's not Chomet, it's not eating Chomet with Rabbanon. They give it a din on the Gavra. So that's different. They said to him, you can't eat it in the fifth hour. So Meili said, with this, is very good. It's tomorrow day. What's the pshat that in the fifth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not gonna be. It's an isser to be served kachim. You know what the pshat is at the biskurah? That's called ibud kachim. Why is it called ibud kachim? Because the kachim is kachim, and it's not chametz, and it's not aser. You can't eat. You're not allowed to eat chametz. But mitzad the kachim, there's nothing wrong. So Mela, in the fifth hour, it's not. It's an issur to be served kachim. Mashenkin in the sixth hour, when it already has a din of chametz midivrei seifrim, so then you talk, then to burn it. That would be the pshat in the Rambam. But now it comes out that Shiloh, that the Pnei Yeshua, the Tzlach, and the Rishash, the Achrenim, all I'm dealing with, what's this funny split in the fifth hour while we made it, that it's also about Achilah, B'mut, B'hanah, according to the Rambam, and New Mahalach. Because over there they made it Isser Gavra, not Isser Chavtza. So the Mela came out, they said, you're not allowed to eat. What Shaykh does that have to Isser Hanah? It has nothing to do with Isser Hanah. So that would be another pshat, and why it is that way. So what would according to this, it will come out that Rabbi Gamliel comes along and he says that. So like this. Well, the Fi Rashi. So how's Rashi learning? Rashi learned Hashib Shad. Now that we thought of the idea of Isser Gavra Isser Chavtza, Hashib Shad. The way Rashi learns, there's no Isser like the Pnei Yeshua already was Medayik on that last Rashi in the Mishnah. That only Rabbi Gamliel. We have to say that it's only if Reiv Anashim Ratoya, because he's worried about the problem of Hefsid Kachim. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, they said you'll be Sarif, Pashit, even if it wouldn't have been necessarily Reiv people Ratoya. So Pashit Pshat, without, before the Brisker, before the Rambam, Pashit Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is like this. The sixth hour is also, the fifth hour is also. They're both Chometz Midivayim. They're both an Isser Heftza of Chometz. Just one is a higher Madrega than the other. There they gave it a din of Isser Hanah, and there it's a lower Madrega, they didn't give it a din of Isser Hanah. Well, the Maisa comes out that Rashi is very geschmack, like the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi's Lashitasei. Because Rashi, who said the last Rashi on the Mishnah, that I just mentioned, that Rabbi Gamliel, only Rabbi Gamliel he needed to say Roiv Anashim, is because we weren't speaking about Kachim before. The Rambam learned in the beginning we're speaking about Kachim. Rabbi Yehuda is also talking about Kachim. But Hogufa, what the Pnei Yeshua said the last Rashi, is showing us that Rabbi Yehuda is not speaking about Kachim, and that's why Rashi says Toilin. Toilin means that you don't have to burn. It does not mean there's an Issa to burn because we're not speaking about Kachim. So Rashi would be the Shitasi. All right. No, because the Pnei Yeshua could only, I realize that, the Pnei Yeshua could only, look what the Pnei Yeshua says in this Rashi.
This is going on
with Rabbi Gamliel.
Yeah.
He's talking about Kachim, he made this chilek, and said there's a problem with Hefsid Kachim. They never were mechalek. And they asked, Rabbi Huda asked about Chilo, also Kachim asked about Chilo.
Okay.
And so Mela, Sarif, and it's all the same thing. It'll be Sarif even on a meal.
In the fifth hour.
Yeah. They never made any chilek. So that's why Rashi Hagufa, that's why Rashi's not learning Toilin like the Rambam. those two Rashis go together. And Rashi's learning that Toilin means you could leave it around if you want. Why? Because you can have another, give it to your behemoth. Never meant to say I must be Toilin. According to Ram, I have to be Toilin. On the Kachim Chel, I have to be Toilin.
Yeah.